This is Through the Years, a history of Cape Breton recordings. Join us on a musical journey through the decades featuring the vocals, songs, and stories of Cape Breton recording artists who have made an impact at home and abroad. On this edition of Through the Years, a history of Cape Breton recordings, this is Cape Breton Timeless Treasures, a collection of fan favorites. Let's begin with Buddy McDonald, talking about where and how the song Getting Dark Again came from.
It came from a friend of mine had passed away, and she was a great supporter of the music and of musicians and sort of kept us off the streets for a while. So when she passed away, we thought it was kind of fitting to maybe drop into her old home, you know, after the funeral and sort of tell stories and lies and sing songs. And it happened that it sort of went on for about 72 hours, and I remember a friend of mine, we were just playing, and somewhere in the middle of the night we were tuning up and looking out, and I remember he said, you know what, it's getting dark again. And we realized that we just hadn't slept, which wasn't a real unusual thing. You write a song and it becomes even vaguely familiar, you know, to the public, and then all of a sudden everybody knows why you wrote that song, where you were. Oh, I was with you when you wrote that song. And it's always humorous me when if everybody that was at that party that night, if they said they were at the party, there'd been like 2,000 people in that house.
There's a piper in the corner, there's a dancer on the floor, there's drink upon the table, and there's one to call for more. There's Gaelic in the fiddle, like the Gaelic in the glen. As songs take on new meaning, boy, she's getting dark again. Getting dark again, getting dark again. For the second time since we got up, it's getting dark again. There was tea and tunes this morning, or was it yesterday, when friends and fiddles gathered, and friends and fiddles played. There was lots of those were good times, and do you remember when? But that was jigs and reels ago. She's getting dark again, getting dark again, getting dark again. For the second time since we got up, it's getting dark again. Now if any of you are slighted by the deeds that now are done, by the fellowship of music and the fantasy of fun, we'd like to say we're sorry, shed a tear for you, but then we haven't got the time right now. It's getting dark again, getting dark again, getting dark again. For the second time since we got up, it's getting dark. There's a piper in the corner, there's a dancer on the floor, there's drink upon the table, there's one to call for more, and there's Gaelic in the fiddle, like the Gaelic in the glen. And as songs take on new meaning, boy, she's getting dark again, getting dark again, getting dark again. For the second time since we got up, it's getting dark. Getting dark again, getting dark again. For the second time since we got up, it's getting dark again.
This is Through the Years, a history of Cape Breton recordings. And on this edition, Cape Breton Timeless Treasures, a collection of fan favorites. In 1986, Rita McNeil's breakout year in the Canadian music industry, after months of shows at Expo 86 Vancouver, Rita went to work in studio to create what would become one of her biggest selling albums, going double platinum in Canada, Flying on Your Own. She would win her first Juno for Most Promising Female Artist of the Year on a song that's all about taking chances as a struggling single mom, alone and on your own.
You were never more strong. You were never more alone. Once there was two, now there's just you. You're flying on your own. You were never more happy, girl. You were never oh so blue. Once heartaches begin, nobody wins. You're flying on your own. And when you know the wings, you run, can keep you in the sky. There isn't anyone holding back you. First you stumble, then you fall. You reach out and you fly. There isn't anything that you can do. You were never more wise, girl. You were never more a fool. Once you break through, it's all up to you. You're flying on your own. You were never more together. You were never more apart. Once pieces of you were all that you knew, you're flying on your own. And when you know the wings you ride can keep.
Listening to Through the Years, a history of Cape Breton recordings. On this edition, Cape Breton Timeless Treasures, a collection of fan favorites. Richard Boudreau was born in Sydney, better known as Sam Moon, releasing a song in 1984 that would become a Cape Breton classic, The Girls of Neal's Harbor.
Sail, sail away into another day. And I heard someone say it may be farther. Morning comes so soon, we'll sing another tune, and we'll drink to the girls of Neal's
Years, a history of Cape Breton recordings on this edition, Timeless Treasures, a song written by Leon Dubinsky, songwriter from Sydney, for the 1984 stage musical The Rise and Follies of Cape Breton, as an anthem of resilience and hope at the time when Cape Breton Island was going through an economic crisis. According to Dubinsky, the song is about cycles of emigration, the economic insecurity of living in Cape Breton, the power of the ocean, the meaning of children, and the strength of home given to us by our families, our friends, our music. The Rankin Family's rendition, released in 1993, lead vocal performance by Raylene Rankin, popularized the song across Canada. This is the original recording from the Cape Breton Summertime Review, Rise Again.
When the waves roll on over the waters and the ocean cries, we look to explain our lives.
Through the Years, a History of Cape Breton Recordings. On this edition, Cape Breton Timeless Treasures. In 1989, the Barry McNeils released an album called A Rock and a Stream. The first hit single would become our national anthem in Cape Breton. Recorded here at Lakewind Studios by Fred Lavery, the song written by Kenzie McNeil for the Rise and Follies would take on a new life as it hit home with a message of people and companies coming and going. This is The Island.
Over an ocean and over a sea, beyond these great waters, oh, what do I see? I see the great mountains climb from the coastline, the hills of Cape Breton, this new home of mine. And we come from the countries all over the world to hack out the forest, to plow the land down. Fishermen, farmers, and sailors all come to clear for the future this pioneer ground. We are an island, a rock and a stream. We are a people as proud as there's been. In soft summer rains or in wild winter winds, the home of our trees. Within these new townships, oh, what do I see? I see the black pitted, the coal wheels are turning, the smokestacks are belching, and the blast furnace burning. Ah, the sweat on the back is no joy to behold, in the heat of the steel plant or mine in the coal. Foreign-owned companies force us to fight for our survival and for our rights. We are an island, a rock in the stream. We are a people as proud as there has been. In soft summer breeze or in wild winter winds, the home of our hearts, Cape Breton. Highways and over the roads, over the causeways, stories are told. They tell of the coming and the going away. Ah, the cities of America draw me away. Ah, the companies come and the companies go, and the ways of the world we may never know. And we'll follow the footsteps of those on their way, and we'll ask for the right to leave or to stay. We are an island, a rock in the stream. We are a people as proud as there's been. In soft summer breeze or in wild winter wind, the home of our hearts, Cape Breton. We are an island, a rock in the stream. We are a people as proud as there's been. In soft summer breeze or in wild winter winds, the home of our hearts, Cape Breton.
This is Through the Years, a history of Cape Breton recordings, and on this edition, Cape Breton Treasures, a collection of fan favorites. Alistair McGilvery, singer, songwriter, guitarist, and music historian, well-respected author and composer. His most popular songs include Away from the Roll of the Sea, Coal Town Road, Kitty Bon O'Brien, Tie Me Down, Here's to Song, Sea People, and You'll Be Home Again. But perhaps best known for his composition called Song for the Myra that provided the theme as well as the soundtrack for an Atlantic Canadian film, Merrion Bridge. Song for the Myra has been translated into Dutch, French, Scots Gaelic, Japanese, Mi'kmaq, available now on over 250 recordings. One of the most recorded songs ever by an Eastern Canadian writer. Out on the Myra, an alternate title, has been covered by Anne Murray, Foster Nallen, Celtic Thunder, Daniel O'Donnell, Denny O'Doherty of the Mamas and Papas, Phil Coulter, the Canadian Tenors, Frank Patterson, Los Angeles Children's Choir, and scores of other Nota performers, including the Garrison Brothers.
Out on the Myra, on warm afternoons, old men go fishing with black line on spoon. And if they catch nothing, they never complain. And I wish I was with them again. The boys in their boats call to girls on the shore, teasing the ones that they dearly adore. And into the evening the courting begins, and I wish I was with them again. Can you imagine the peace of the universe more fit for princes and kings? I'd trade you 10 of your cities for Marion Bridge and the pleasure. Out on the Myra, on soft summer nights, bonfires blaze to the children's delight. They dance round the flames, singing songs with their friends, and I wish I was with them again. And over the ashes, the stories are told of witches and werewolves and Oak Island the gold. The stars on the river, they sparkle and spin, and I wish I was with them again. And the kings, I'd trade you 10 of your cities for Marion Bridge and the pleasure it brings. Out on the Myra, the people are kind, they'll treat you to homebrew, they'll help you unwind, and if you come broken, they'll see that you mend, and I wish I was with them again. And now I'll conclude with this, wish you go well, sweet be your dreams, may your happiness swell. I leave you now, my journey begins, and I'm going to be with them, going to be with them, I'm going to be with them again. Can you imagine the peace of the universe more fit for princes and the cities for Marion Bridge and the pleasure it brings? Thank you.
This is Cape Breton Timeless Treasures, a collection of fan favorites. Released in 1993 from the North Country album, the song about an afterwork kitchen party, Cape Breton style, Raisin a Jar and Raisin Hell, would become a modern-day party anthem. The Rankin Family, with the Mall River Shuffle.
Picture this. It's 50 years ago, on a small country farm. Johnny McMaster's place. And it's Friday night. You've just finished 10 hot days of back-breaking labor. And the hay is finally in. You're sitting around the kitchen table under the dim light of kerosene lantern. Everyone's laughing and joking, telling stories about their neighbors. You're halfway through a bottle of moonshine. And you're getting all fired up for the dance. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Mull River Shuffle.
Mr. McNeil, the fine shape that he is in. There is no telling which way he'll feel after his twister around the bend. Raising the jar and raising hell, there's plenty of stories that they will tell. Some are born of true detail and some are purely fiction.
It's old McPhee, he's having a few we can hardly see. A wrapped his buggy around a tree, someone call the Mounties. Raising the jar and raising hell, there's plenty of stories that they will tell. Some are born of true detail and some are purely fiction.
Spoke fine young Cameron at the dance, got a fearful hammer in. Today I'll stutter and stammer and they'll be held to pay come Saturday.
Raising the jar and raising hell, there's plenty of stories that they will tell. Some are born of true detail and some are purely fiction.
To bite along the shores of Hagama.
Raising the jar and raising hell, there's plenty of stories that they will tell. Some are born of true detail and some are purely fiction.
There they stand by the door, selling bush by the score, asking you to buy some more along the shores of Hagama.
Raising the jar and raising hell, there's plenty of stories that they will tell. Some are born of true detail and some are purely fiction.
I'll go home, I'll go home, full of the devil and full of the rum. I'll go home, I'll go home. In the morning, I'll go home, full of the devil and full of the rum. I'll go in the morning. I'll go home, full of the devil and full of the rum. I'll go in the morning. I'll go home, full of the devil and full of the rum. I'll go in the morning. I'll go home, full of the devil and full of the rum. I'll go home, I'll go in the morning.
Years, a history of Cape Breton recordings. On this edition, Cape Breton Timeless Treasures, a collection of fan favorites. Toy Caldwell from the Marshall Tucker Band wrote a song for their 1973 debut album, The Marshall Tucker Band. Matt Minglewood reworked the lyrics with a Cape Breton spin in 1979. A song about loneliness, pressures of working out west, about life falling apart and not wanting to come home a failure. This would become Matt Minglewood's signature song, Can't You See?
Feel that he should do something different than his daddy did. Farming, fishing, coal mining. You know what I mean. Not that he's not proud of his daddy, but the big city has a way of luring a country boy. He wouldn't be there all too long before he'd get himself a pretty good job. You know what I mean. Factory somewhere. Might even work himself up to be foreman someday. You can never tell. That still don't help his loneliness. See, a man like that needs a good woman. Oh, he'd find himself a woman pretty quick, all right. Some city girls like the way a country boy treats them. They'd get themselves an apartment, you know, 25th floor, apartment 2505. You know what kind of mean. They'd live real well there for quite some time. He'd be bringing home the good bucks. Wouldn't be a year, maybe, he'd be coming home from a couple hours overtime. He'd be making that long, anxious walk down that short corridor. He'd go in that door and then he'd see it, that note. You know that kind of note I mean. Dear John, I'm gone. A man like that, have his whole world fall right down in front of his face. Find himself at 4 o'clock in the morning down at the nearest railroad station. He don't really care where he goes. He don't really want to go home to Cape Breton yet, because something about country boys, they don't like to go home a failure. You know what I mean.
Gonna take a freight train down at the station, Lord. Gonna know. Can't you see?
Through the Years, a history of Cape Breton recordings. On this edition, Cape Breton Timeless Treasures, a collection of fan favorites. After spending the day touring one of the local coal mines, Rita McNeil rushed home and put into words the thoughts and feelings of life underground for all miners. And in 1990, she released a song that peaked top 10 in the UK, a song that would become an anthem for the mining community worldwide. This is Rita McNeil with Working Man.
It's a working man I am, and I've been down underground, and I swear to God, if I ever see the sun, or for any length of time, I can hold it in my mind. I never again will go down underground. At the age of 16 years, all he quarrels with his peers, who vowed they'd never see another one.
Through the Years, a History of Cape Breton Recordings. On this edition, Cape Breton Timeless Treasures, a collection of fan favorites. John Allen Cameron, the godfather of Celtic music in Canada, released an album in 1972 titled Lord of the Dance. The single was a remake of an old standard. It would become an instant hit across the country, paving the way for John Allen to host his own TV show and touring the world. This is classic John Allen Cameron, Lord of the Dance.
I danced in the morning when the world was begun. I danced in the moon and I danced in the sun. I came down from heaven and I danced on earth. In Bethlehem I had my birth. Dance and wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the Dance, said he. And I lead you all wherever you may be, and I lead you all in the dance, said he. I danced for the scribe and the Pharisee. They wouldn't dance and they would follow me. I danced for the fishermen, for James and John. They danced with me and the dance went on. Dance then wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the Dance, said he. And I lead you all wherever you may be, and I lead you all in the dance, said he. I danced on the Sabbath and I cured the lame. The holy people said it was a shame. They stripped me, whipped me and hung me high, and left me here on the cross to die. It's hard to dance with the devil on your back. They took me down and they thought I'd done, but I am the life and the dance goes on. Dance then wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the Dance, said he. And I lead you all wherever you may be, and I lead you all in the dance, said he. They took me down and I leapt up high. I am the life that will never, never die. I live in you if you live in me.
This is Through the Years, a history of Cape Breton recordings. On this edition, Cape Breton Timeless Treasures, a collection of fan favorites. In 1995, from the Endless Seasons album, this song release became a dance favorite, and at the time the Rankins were trying to break into the much-crowded U.S. market. This turned out to be one of their biggest Canadian hits. Time for some bump and grind. The Rankin Family with You Feel the Same Way Too.
you feel the same way too.
Been listening to Through the Years, a history of Cape Breton recordings, a Coast 89.7 original production. The Coast 89.7 would like to thank the Community Radio Fund of Canada for its financial support for this special project.